why is it that we see friendships kind of drift apart as we age?
There's a number of reasons for it, but I guess the main ones are related to our circumstances. So that's things like we might leave work and retire, so we're not around so many people. When we're younger, we have lots of friendships, but often they're very casual friendships. We're not very discerning when we're younger. We take people as they are. Whereas when we get older, we realize that time is precious and we don't take to people probably quite as readily as we have done when we're younger. And then, of course, there's other things like we have, as we age, we have more family commitments. We might lose friends because of death or also because of moves with jobs, etc.
So discerning and probably a bit of an energy, the energy sort of gets divided into other pursuits.
Absolutely, yes. Certainly as people get older, they decide what they want to do. And so they might not have the energy and that they're already taking up the energy doing other things. So things that are very precious to them, maybe looking after grandchildren or doing voluntary work. And so having friends that really don't add a lot of value to the situation, they're more readily willing to get rid of them than they would have when they were, say, 25.
How do we compare the way men and women differ in approaching friendships in later life?
Men tend to have very casual friendships. So they might go out to watch sports events or to talk about a particular activity, whereas women tend to get more emotionally involved in friendships. So that emotional involvement takes a lot more energy than if you're just going out on a casual basis on an occasional Saturday evening to watch the rugby, for example. So women often find it very much more difficult than men. Men often have more friendships than women. But when women make friendships, they often have those for a lot longer periods and they become more emotionally involved in understanding and valuing that friendship.
And in terms of not having friends and that kind of isolation, is there a difference in how that affects men and women?
Well, I guess the difference is in terms of not so much gender, but there is certainly a lot known that if we have friends and have family that we value, we're much more happy in our later life and our later years, and we're also less likely to die quickly. So friendships and family are very important, and they're important in either gender. So it doesn't really matter if you're male or female.
So for those of us wanting to stay in touch with old friends or make new ones as we get older, are there any tips? Are there any sort of patterns we should follow?
Yeah, there's been a big surge, I guess, in things like social media in Facebook with older people being involved with that, but they tend to be very casual friendships. Whereas if older people want to make friendships, they're more likely to make them if they're actually involved in either voluntary status or book clubs, those sorts of things where they're actively involved with people, meeting people of different ages, and where they can, engage. If you've got some frailty, that makes it very difficult. So obviously, internet relationships are a lot, certainly have a positive aspect for those people who can't get out of the home.
And just perhaps as a final point on that topic of social media, do you think social media is bringing us closer or driving us further apart? I mean, it can be so easy and so casual to stay in touch with people, but, you know, as we engage more and more with social media, do we engage less with those face-to-face friendships?
There has been a lot of discussion about that, and some people can say that's about, almost like a cosmetic friendship in that you've got, you know, you must be very popular if you've got thousands of people following you. But that friendship is really just a very casual relationship where you may be reading people, you know, what they're doing or looking at photographs, etc. That's not really a true friendship. True friendships are where you understand people and value them and you both get, you know, opportunities or receive or contribute both together. So Facebook, yes, well, it might be very useful, certainly in terms of people who cannot get out of the home. It's very casual. but it really doesn't make true friendship.
Well, Wendy, thank you very much. I really do appreciate you having a chat with us about this one.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Good. Bye.